In From the Cold is new on Netflix. It's at number 5 in the Irish top 10 this week. And it has a very strong Irish connection in that Cillian O'Sullivan plays, I suppose, the lead rogue CIA agent, Chauncey. And he joins me now on the line from Los Angeles. How are you doing, Cillian?
Good. And I'm the second lead before Margarita Laviva comes in and shoots the two of us. Listen, Ray, I need to take this opportunity to fangirl for a second. I'm sure this happens all the time, but I grew up watching you, Saki and Dustin on the Den. And here we are having a chat, so I'm over the moon.
Well, we're over the moon to have you, Cillian. You're giving away your age, so you're in your early 30s.
I'm 32. You hit the nail on the head.
Because you mentioned Saki and Dustin as opposed to Zig and Zag. You see,
right.
I can age you by that.
They're the old school.
They're the old school ones. Yeah. Listen, congratulations.
Thank you. This is brilliant,
isn't it?
It's great, yeah.
Yeah. And it was sort of, we would have seen you in it like nearly two years ago, but the pandemic hit. So tell us what happened there.
Well, the whole COVID thing happened, as you know, but like we were in Madrid and we were like 3 days away from filming. We were doing a month of stunt rehearsals. I somehow managed to never learn how to drive up until the point we got to Madrid. So Netflix were giving me driving lessons. I was bolting around the highways in Madrid, changing gears like there was no tomorrow, and we were getting ready. And the next thing, this pandemic comes along and sends us home. And before I know it, I'm after. You know, I went to New York to get some work, and things were going well. And then, bang, I was back in the couch in the parents' house in Cork. You know, I had the dog, but. The pandemic was happening to me, Ray.
That wasn't the plan because you were just about to explode onto the Netflix scene and then you were back on the couch in Glanmire.
Exactly. Yeah.
Watching reruns of The Den.
Yeah, over and over again. Okay.
So tell us a bit about yourself. So you were born in New York. When did you come to Cork?
I came to Cork when I was 9. So every summer we would come home to Ireland and I would develop an Irish accent within 10 minutes.
Right.
And then we'd go back to Ireland or to New York. And when I was 9 years old, we all went back from New York back to the homeland. From the age of 9.
Are both your parents originally from Cork?
Yeah, my mother was actually born in America as well. Like, her family went over there when America was the place to be to make some cash.
Yeah.
She popped out about a year later, came back to Cork, and she had the citizenship.
Uh-huh.
So
that made it easy for you as a family then?
It did. With the whole getting into America thing, it is handy, for sure.
Yeah, and you did a bit of acting before you came back when you were 9, over there.
I did a little play, yeah. I was Tiny Tim, the greatest Tiny Tim that the 13th Street Repertory in New York had ever seen. They say that.
Was it a professional production or an amateur production?
Listen, does it matter?
Right, okay.
No, it was an amateur production.
Details, Ray. Move on.
It was like an off-Broadway play, and it was my first experience like being up in a play with stakes with like an audience that I didn't know. You know, I had done some school stuff prior to that where the parents would have loved anything you did. Actually, my first performance was the horrible Hogglewart in school. Terrifying villain.
Right. That's what you did in school. So this was outside school. So it was, it was sort of semi-professional then, let's say.
Yeah, semi-professional would be the way to put it, for sure, yeah. Right.
So then you land back in Cork at the age of 9, and what, your acting ambitions are put to rest, or they're sort of just...
No, I just kind of like, I came back to Ireland, I had an American accent, I was very dramatic. I went to an all-boys school called St. Anthony's in Ballinlock. I got boxed in the face for the first time. I was like, all right, something has to change here. So, I took up boxing for a little bit, and drama wasn't cool. Like, I think drama was on Wednesday nights, and boxing was Monday, Wednesday, Friday down in Glamire and Riverstown, and I would be missing on Wednesday nights. And they'd be like, "Camille, where are you on Wednesday nights?" And I'd be like, not doing nothing. I'm in town fighting, bye. But I gave up the Wednesday night dramas and kept boxing for a while. And then my grandmother, she was reading the paper, and she said, "Come here to me. They're looking for a 17-year-old scumbag down here in Ballyvorney for this open audition that can speak Irish. You should go down." So I went down, I auditioned, I got a part in an Irish language TV show called The Running Mate, and then I kind of got back into acting from there.
Right. What year was that, Cillian?
Oh, God. 32. Listen,
So 15 years ago, you were 17, right, okay. So
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 2007 or thereabouts, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and
you.
I wouldn't trust it now, but I think that's about right. Look at me, yeah, Matt's genius. And since between then and now,
mm-hmm.
go on, tell us, fill in the gaps.
What happened since then and now? Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I was floating around. I guess I was kind of going with the flow. I got some parts and stuff like that. I got a great agent called Derek Mulvey in Dublin, and he was getting me some great auditions and stuff. But I was very young, and I definitely wasn't committed, or I didn't even know how to commit to anything or how to work hard or anything like that. So yeah. I was kind of just floating around and stuff like that. But I suppose about the age of 24-ish, I kind of started to grow up a little bit and worked a bit harder, and then I think I was 28, 29 when I like decided, okay, I've got this American passport. There's a little bit more opportunity in America, like just in regards to like the frequency of auditions you get. It's just, you know, there's just so much, there's yeah. so many things getting made over here. So I kind of came over here for that reason alone. And I figured a lot of actor mates of mine, if they had a passport or if they could get a green card easily, they would do that.
So yes, just, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, came over here, and about a year after I got here, I got a pretty good agent and started heading out for auditions. A year of silence, nothing. And then I couldn't miss for a while. And then I got this job. So it's just, you know,
because
it's a big
second lead in a Netflix series that's doing really well. That's a big jump, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is a big jump. You know, I kind of, the thing about it is the showrunner Adam Glass kind of knew what he was looking for, and that is 99%. Well, we won't say 99%. We'll say 70% of getting a part is just being in the right. Being the right person, yes. at the right time, with the right yeah. face, with the right shoulders, with the right bloody t-shirt in your audition. And they're just like, you know, okay, yeah, that guy. And I couldn't tell you what's special about it. I've done some auditions in my life where afterwards I was like, Jesus, I'm good. They have to hire me. And then nothing, radio silence, tumbleweeds. Or I've done ones that are terrible and I got the part. So
you don't know.
That formula is over my head.
I'd say the fact that you did boxing, and I know that you did a bit of MMA as well, that helped, because it's a very physical role.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. They I don't even know if they knew about that, to be honest, but it definitely helped the stunts as we were doing it, just the mechanics of certain things. And it was definitely, the thing about stunts is like, you just have to do it again and again and again and again. It becomes very tiring. So I think it did help that I had moved my body in that way a few times in my life, for sure.
Yeah. So In From the Cold, I've watched the first episode because I knew you were coming on. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it. So it's a mad mix of things. You're a CIA agent, Sean C.
Yeah.
And then there's this bioengineered Russian agent who can shapeshift. And she's sort of retired, but you're trying to bring her out of retirement. So there's all sorts of mad sci-fi, international espionage, spies, all together in a mad mix.
I love this, like the most Irish review of In From the Cold of all. There's all sorts of mad sci-fi stuff in it, and shape-shifting, all that. I love it.
Am I right? That's factually correct.
You are right. You're 100% on the nose. So like, look, it's a fun show. Like, the goal of this show is not to. It's not there. We're not trying to make There Will Be Blood. Like, you know, if you sit down and you're going, look, I want the realism or whatever. Many of us love Game of Thrones, and that's dragons and all sorts of stuff, right? So it's not like it's not trying to be grounded. But I think my castmates do a great job of grounding something that's usually. That's set in a world that's completely unrealistic, right? Like, you know,
that's fantasy.
Ultra
gadgety. Okay, Cillian O'Sullivan from Glanmire, speaking to us from LA. So what's, we've 30 seconds or so. So what's the dream?
Great.
What happens
Watch
next?
The show.
What happens next for you? No, what happens next for you?
I just did a job called Then You Run, which we shot in Berlin for 6 months with Richard Coyle, Liam McNamara, and a great, great cast, Darren Cahill, Carol Shaban. Irish guys. And that comes out on Sky at some point for a unique kind of a dark dramedy, comedy,
great
drama type thing.
So you're working away. Great.
Working
Listen,
away.
When you're home, come in and say hello to us.
I will, of course. Right. We'll have a cup of tea.
Yeah, go back to bed there. Cillian O'Sullivan, who's
right.
starring in
Thanks,
In From
Ray.
The Cold on Netflix. Thank you, Cillian. Good luck. See you. Bye. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way with Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.